All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We are joined here courtesy of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. He is the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. He's Tab Ramos. Tab, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you once again for having me on.
All right, so I would imagine now it's getting closer. You're starting to get the feeling of, hey, ready for the real deal, ready for the curtain to be raised, and ready for real competition with meaningful results.
Yeah, no question. It feels like, we've had about a five-month preseason, and it's time to get a real game and to get going. So I think, I'm excited about it. I can only imagine how excited the players must be because they haven't played a real game since November.
Tab, you know, this is a long preseason, and obviously I would think that the players, like you said, are ready for real live competition and MLS league play. How much judgment do you put into a last game against FC Dallas? I heard you in the post-game press conference. You were happy with a really good, solid 30 minutes of the pressing system. How much stock do you even put into a game like that?
Well, you have to put some stock into it because at the end of the day, you know, you're towards the culmination of your preseason. So you need to take some, you need to make some decisions based on what happened on some of the moments in that game. Having said that, you know, I think the score, is not really reflective of the way I thought we played. And so in general, I still like that we're much more solid in the back. I wish that in that game we could have created a few more scoring opportunities because I didn't think we created enough. But I also don't think that that's necessarily our lineup going into Friday. So, we'll tweak some things and do what we need to do to play San Jose, and that'll be our first real game. And I'm sure the players will have a different approach as well.
Houston Dynamo head coach Tab Ramos joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Nobody ever wants to be hitting full cylinders in their opening game in MLS because of the length of the season. One wouldn't expect it. But saying that, how are you feeling about the implementation, the execution of your system and the way you want things to go?
I feel pretty good about where we are. We've had a lot of new players. Obviously, the guys in particular in the front and in the back have had to adapt to playing. We've had to deal with the issue of having three center backs out, injured. Fortunately for us, Sam Junkwa has come in and has done a great job. But at the moment, we had when you lose one center back, you're always prepared for that. When you lose two, you're somewhat prepared. When you lose three, that's difficult, because now you got to start patching things up. But I think overall, Sam has done a great job on that left side. So we're happy with that. And then the guys up front have adapted well to the new way of pressing. We did a good job on the last game, not allowing Dallas to come out playing. And that was good in the first 30, 35 minutes. So we'll take the positive from that and move forward.
I found that interesting. They didn't even want to play out of the back. You actually forced them to hit long goal kicks, which, you don't see a whole lot of that now these days all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I thought, one thing, their first goal around the 31st minute when the goal came, it came against a run of play, and it came on a long ball where we had four back plus five midfielders back, and a ball that goes to two of their players surrounded by about four of ours. So obviously a great individual skill by Hara, I think it was, that scored the goal. But at the same time, I think we have to be harder in those instances. And I think in the league, we will be that.
Well, I mean, it looks very obvious that the team is harder simply because of two signings you made and some good business in the draft getting Derek Jones and Tim Parker. Is that fair to say, plugging them into some of the current players has made you a team that's got a little bit more edge and steel?
Oh, for sure. Those two players have made us better. And I think that they'll play an important role this year.
So we talked about Derek a lot, and I've been very interested because I know your relationship with him and with the under-20s, and you've talked about really fast-tracking him and getting him a lot of minutes and pushing him. Are you getting your teammates, your players, to push him as well, like the Tim Parkers of the world? And how much can you push him to accelerate him?
Yeah, I mean, he will get pushed hard this year. At the same time, because we have to remember, he plays a very important position. He's in the center of the field. He has to win balls. He has to distribute well. He has to win balls in the air, which he helps us with a lot. And he has to be good in transition, and he can do that. So, for sure, he will be one of those guys that will will have to help us get carried through the season.
Todd Bramos joining us here on ESPN 97.5. I heard some of your comments about him. Is he a guy that you're going to have to work? Because he has got a little bit of an unbridled nature to him. Is this a guy that you're going to have to really work with about making sure that he stays central a lot? Because I heard you comment on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what happens is he has good physical ability to cover ground. And he hasn't played in this position in a few years since he was back in Philadelphia, where they played sort of with like a double six. So he hasn't played the six alone in years. And so he's adapting to that because, you know, he's been playing the eight and the 10 mostly. And in Nashville, when he played the 10, he sort of roamed all over the field. And, you know, when you play the six, you have to be a lot more disciplined in terms of keeping your position. So we're working on that. I think if you heard it is because I've been telling him, I told him in the game, and I think when he stays central, he can really become a force in there.
How much does Tim have to do with that? Obviously guiding him, moving him, directing him, getting to hold his position a bit. I mean, are those two working off each other, the center backs?
Yeah, of course. Tim has to direct him. You know, the advantage of, you know, having a center back that has good communication skills is that, you know, they can see the whole field in front of them. And obviously he knows the way we play. And so it's very easy for Tim to get people on board. You know, he's a good leader, and he has a good way of delivering a message.
So you've worked a number of lineups during the preseason, and everything's open, as you said, for opening day. But Darwin Quintero, Memo Rodriguez, where do they fit into the system, do you think, in the future? Is that still a question mark? We know they're both good players, but how do they get utilized? Because it does seem like it's almost system over individuals now, if that's fair to say. If not, you tell me I'm wrong.
No, well, I mean, it's both, really, because we also have to prepare for opposing teams. So every team, you know, brings a different challenge. Both Memo and Darwin are really important parts of our team, and they're guys that can make things happen in the final third. So we need those guys, and I think they will both play a big part this season.
Tab, how about a little bit of touching base on San Jose? You know, everybody always goes right to Almeida's system. It's disruptive. It's, you know, the man one-on-one marking all over the field and all these things. I'm not sure it's as simple as that. But how about some thoughts on preparing for San Jose, and how much preparation is about them, and really how much is it about you right now?
It's both. It's both, because inevitably, you prepare for every opponent, but then you have to prepare yourself to play them. So you're doing both. You're letting the players know how the opposing team plays. You're giving them, you know, the attributes that they have and the faults they may have, that you can exploit. And then you try to prepare your sessions to exploit what you think their weaknesses are, as I'm sure they're doing with us. So this is just part of the process. You know, San Jose does have a unique way of playing, but it's a system like any other system. Everybody has their own way, and we just have to prepare for that. That's all. One thing you know about San Jose is they're going to come here and they're going to work extremely hard for every ball. I mean, that's just a given. And not that all the other teams don't do it, but, you know, teams, there are a lot of teams in MLS now who have, you know, spent a lot of money on talent up front that at times take breaks. You know, and San Jose is not one of those teams. They don't take breaks. You know, they just go hard in every position of the field. And so that's a really tough challenge for us.
Do you get to a point in some of these games where, you know, you get to like this line of demarcation where you're like, yeah, we're preparing for them, but I'm not sure I want to go that far because I don't want to pull away from my own principles that we've been instilling? I would imagine that's a difficult thing to kind of navigate sometimes, depending on opponents.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do, it's a fine line. You have to do both, you know, because you want to play the way you want to play and you want to make San Jose worry about you. But at the same time, you can't ignore the fact that they do some things really well and that they have a unique way of playing. So you have to try to exploit the areas that you think you can exploit. And so you try to prepare for that. But, you know, the good thing is, you know, the players are used to that. You know, you prepare for every, it won't be the same. We won't prepare the same for Portland, obviously, as we're preparing for San Jose. So every week you change, but that, you know, that's part of the great parts of coaching. Right. I mean, you know, if you love what you're doing, you know, it's a new challenge every week to prepare differently.
Is this the part you really like, the tactical part? I mean, what, you know, if you break it down your career, obviously, you know, you've had a lot of success. You've put the time into coaching. Is this the part that you like the best, sort of the matching of the minds and trying to get the tactics right? Is that your favorite part, or is it? I know it's one of many things you have to do.
Well, I like it. How could I say? I don't like getting it wrong, and I work to not get it wrong. So that's basically what drives me is I really want to do it so we don't get it wrong, so that we have the right approach to the games and that the players feel comfortable with it.
I was going to say, on behalf of all the coaches in the world, we don't like getting it wrong. Todd Ramos. That's awesome. Back to this Almeida system and all, you know, outside of just the fact that they have an intense work ethic, it's a lot of one-on-one defending. It puts a lot of pressure on them. What might be the soft underbelly of that system? Do they get pulled out of shape sometimes? Is that an area you can exploit? What might be the area that you can take advantage of based on that system?
Well, I mean, that's obvious that when a team, you know, tries to defend 1v1, you can put them into, you know, different situations that may be a challenge for them. Now, you know, Almeida is a very experienced coach, so I'm sure he's lived all of that. I mean, we're not the first ones to discover that, you know, that happens. And I know that he has been successful with this system in many different places. And so I'm sure that people have tried to bend his teams out of shape so that they could exploit them. And so I'm sure he's prepared for that too. And, you know, this is the back and forth that you look forward to. But I, you know, of course we're going to try to move them around so that we can exploit them. And of course he's going to be sitting on the sideline going, okay, well, they're doing this. You know, if we do this, you know, like we can counter that. And, you know, then that's what it's about. I'm sure he has enough experience to be able to figure out, you know, some of the things that we'll try to do.
Tab, listen, as always, thanks very much. Best of luck in the opener. It's a great night to start things off here in Houston on Friday as we lift the curtain of Major League Soccer. Thanks so much for your time and going in depth about your team, and we appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thank you, Glenn. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. As always, that's Tab Ramos here joining us. Great stuff there ahead of the game if you're listening, and we'll take a break here. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.